Underground Preacher, checking in to the Underground Church. And today, we are going to continue on our How to Pray Messages series with Message 3, Submit Your Request. This one was a very tricky one for me, because out of the many years of writing intercessory prayers, I still managed to miss the importance of properly submitting my request to God. Yes, church, God had to point out to me how I would whine and talk to him about things that I would want, but never address it to him properly. I mean, really, Dad? I'm so sorry. You know, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We do need to submit our requests to God, and to do so properly as well, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. An example of request will be, Father, I thank you for more resources for our ministry. Or, Father, we praise you in advance for the house, and so on. This calls for humility and gratefulness, not to feel entitled, but rather to approach God with supplication, because you know he doesn't have to honor any of your requests, and be grateful for his time and the honor to even be able to approach him, because you do not deserve any of this. This means that not only our prayers need to be properly structured, but we also need to properly submit our request in prayer if we want to be heard. Keep in mind, however, that God will answer your prayers according to his riches and glory, as mentioned in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Whenever you ask for something, be open-minded and do not expect it to be exactly as you requested, because the answer might just come out different. However, because God always has your best interest at heart, things will turn out to be greater than what you asked for. For example, if you ask God for a fish, instead of giving you a fish, he will show you how to fish. If you ask God for money, he will give you a raise. If you ask God for strength, he will put you in a situation to grow in strength, and so on. Depending on what you are praying for, God will most likely seek out a permanent solution for you. That is God's love for you. Now, don't take off running thinking that every properly placed request will be honored. Oh no, there is one last important factor that will affect God's decision in honoring your request. That factor is your intention behind your request. And that is what we are going to address on our next and last message on how to pray. That is message 4, intention. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.